Thank you for listening to the Good News Is podcast. As the whole world watched him via live streaming video, Austrian skydiver Felix Baumgartner completed a record-breaking free fall from the edge of space Sunday morning. He reached speeds of more than 600 miles per hour during the 128,000-foot fall to Earth. Baumgartner broke the record for both the highest jump and the fastest jump in a free fall. On the ascent, he also broke the record for the highest manned balloon flight. It isn't only the federal government's Bureau of Labor Stats that is issuing surprisingly good news about the U.S. economy these days. If former General Electric Jack Welch's charges of a political fix to manipulate economic data ahead of the presidential elections are true, there must be a vast conspiracy embracing auto dealers, real estate agents, the Federal Reserve, and corporate America's 96-year-old conference board. The economy is improving more than professional forecasters anticipated, particularly in generating jobs and in data on housing. According to the Bloomberg Economic Surprise Index, based on gouges compiled by private businesses and trade groups in addition to government. The Dow Jones Industrials Index climbed to its highest level in nearly 5 years on Friday, after a surprise drop in the unemployment rate pointed to continued improvement in the labor market. The S&P 500 rose for a fifth straight day and was also on course to close near a five-year high. The index has appreciated nearly 17% so far this year and is on track for its best yearly gain since 2009, when stocks rebounded after the financial crisis. And our top story for today, over the past year, a group of cyclists in Boulder, Colorado, have rescued 170,000 pounds of food that would otherwise be thrown out, transporting it directly to groups who feed the hungry. About 95% of the food is transported via bicycle, with volunteers pulling wheeled carts loaded with primarily fresh produce. 500 pounds of fruit, vegetables, and bakery items each day are collected from 8 locations and delivered to people in need. That's our show for today. Thank you for listening in to The Good News Is.